You know, instead of waiting for a good day to happen, you know, waiting around through ups and downs, you know, I just said, look,
we're this ain't a phone call, motherfucker. This ain't a meeting. Like, we're still trying to keep it somewhat. We're trying to keep it somewhat Hollywood. You fucking asshole.
I get you. Well,
it's not video. This isn't video.
You don't understand my comedic style on Zoom world. Is I treat it like a phone call. I zoom into myself and I do stuff like that. I keep it dynamic for the people. But it's okay. I have a tripod. Let me. God, oh, where did I put that thing? Hang on one second. Give me like 1 second. I know I got one here. Mine looks like a man. I got a tripod that looks like a man. So that way he has like, here it is. That's he's right nice. Behind me the whole fucking time. Look, it's like.
Let's see it.
It looks like a little man. I was like, ooh, I want that one. It looks like a man.
Yeah. This pod, I want this all in the air. I want this whole thing. I want all of it. I want the beginning part, everything. I want the world to see the bullshit that I go through with Chief on a daily basis when he's on tour with me. This motherfucker's eye is sweating right now.
It is.
Come on, Chase. There you go.
Hold on a second. Oh, it's about to get real good. Hold on. You're going to like this move. This is called putting the shit, stacking it on top of the fucking coffee table.
I love it. I love your house, man. It's cool.
Yeah. Thank you, buddy. I appreciate that. Thank you.
That's cool, man.
There we go. Now I can put that look down on me for that good angle. There we go. Ah,
thinning. There you are.
Thinning!
That's the trick.
Take a note. We love a good angle. You know, we love a good angle. Pop that shit, stack it on three books.
Yeah, 100%. This pod looks like Dre and I are on top of a tree looking down at some asshole.
Perfect.
How are you?
Yeah, perfect.
How you doing, man? Chase?
I'm good, man. How you doing,
How's
bro?
How's New York?
I'm good. It's good. How's New York? I'm enjoying it. The people are so funny here. I like it. I like it a lot.
Yeah, is it opened up yet or not yet?
Kind of. Some stuff's open, like limited. Like, hey, we're only open Wednesday and Thursday now. So, you know, feel free to come get a burger on Wednesday and Thursday. But
Thursday?
You know, weird stuff like that. It's like weird days you wouldn't expect. Hey, if you want to do your laundry, you got to come here on Wednesday and Thursday. We got you.
Right.
We're open Wednesday and Thursday. COVID's got it Friday through Sunday. So, they already made reservations, the COVID fan.
Yeah, they booked. Yeah. They booked it out. They paid a flat rate.
You've been maintaining it. You look good, dude. You look like you lost
some weight. Thank you, man. I quit drinking Cokes. I quit drinking Cokes. I had one today though. But for the most part, it's my last one. Is what I'm telling myself.
What the fuck? Wait. I quit drinking Cokes, but I had one today. No. Did you have one yesterday?
I think he did.
It's been like a week.
Did you see his eyeballs?
That's when you know someone's lying.
That's the sign of a.
Yeah, this is when you know someone's lying. When you go, did you have one yesterday? No. That's a lie.
Does cranberry soda count? No, that's healthy. It's cranberry. That's what my brain did.
I had a cherry Coke. I didn't have a Coke. Unbelievable. I've been watching your Instagrams. It's cracking me up, bro.
Oh, thank you, man. Thank you.
Yeah,
oh,
hilarious, bro.
Very funny, man. So what is the plan after, you know, whatever it is that we're in right now, this time that we're in right now, what is your plan? What is your plan of attack? Are the comedy clubs going to open in New York? They're opening up across America. People are going up. What is Chase's plan of attack?
I think I'd rather hit up the ones in America, depending to see how the COVID thing is doing. I don't mind traveling to a place that's, you know, where it looks like it's doing better or whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I don't mind staying here and, you know, maybe popping out and doing a show somewhere, something like that or whatever. You know, I don't mind hitting the road a little bit, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going. Yeah. Dude.
The minute they say you can be on stage, I am on stage. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, I'm from Texas, so all my friends are like, yeah, it's back to normal. We hang out at Fuddruckers and everything. You just wear a mask when you go fill up your Coke or whatever. Yeah. Like, fine. Like, what?
And then, you know what's crazy is Houston, the comedy club's already open.
Yeah, yeah.
They've already opened up, man. People, they're doing shows, bro. So I got to get on stage. I never thought I was addicted to stand-up comedy until this goddamn pandemic. I swear to God, I am fiending. The lights will be off in the room, and all I think about is getting on stage, interacting, telling a joke. If someone had a stage and there was stage time available, and all I had to do was suck dick to do it, I'm going to have to do it. I'm going to have to do it, bro. I get it.
Like, if you think about it,
it's like crack, man.
If you think about it, you have this muscle that you were working out like every week. And then to just stop all of a sudden.
I can't even imagine. Crazy. Yeah, I can't even imagine.
The high I was coming off of too, man. I was coming off a huge high. And I'm like, what? No, yeah. I'm not going to. No, I'm not going to do TikTok momentum. Videos. To stay relevant. No.
Those do look fun.
10 seconds later, I'm in a TikTok.
I do that bullshit. If I see another dad in his late 40s doing this, I'm a sap. Shoot your face. Shoot your fucking face off. I am not doing it, man. TikTok, no, that shit. I need to do stand-up. And then my agent was like, hey, Joe, you want to do stand-up? Yeah. At a drive-in? No.
No.
I'm going to talk to a bunch of cars? What, am I talking to the cast of Cars? What, are their headlights going to blink? What is this? What happens when they applaud? What, the bumper falls down? No, I need human beings. Get the fuck. I'm not going to talk to a parking lot full of cars. Hey, Joe, I got a virtual reality comedy club. Yeah, go fuck yourself, nerd. Look at a VR, my goddamn comedy show like this. How's everyone doing tonight? Yeah, good to be here. All right, Hong Kong in the house.
Is that a dick in the third row? It's just a dick.
Hey, get that dick out. Is that your dick? Is that your dick, bro?
Oh, shit.
The fuck out of here. Stop trying to make something the new norm. It's not going to work. Don't sell us your bullshit virtual reality, drive-in, whatever the fuck. And hey, there's guys that are doing it. God bless them. We all need to work. Do it. I'm just saying the energy in the room at a theater, a comedy club, is unlike anything else. It will never be recreated. It's something that... humans just have this connection, and it's through energy. You can get a room full of strangers to laugh at the same fucking thing at one time. It's a beautiful feeling, and that cannot be replaced. It just cannot. And I cannot wait to share that.
How do you feel about like the half capacity? Do you think that's whatever.
Hey, look, whatever we have to do to make it safe for everybody. That first and foremost, I want safety for everybody. But if it's half full, three quarters full, I don't give a shit, man. I just want to tell jokes in front of people, man.
In front of people.
I want to feel that stage when it squeaks, when you walk up to the mic, the sound it makes when you rip the cord out of the stand, the stool off to my right, how I always lean on it for some fucking reason. my water bottle, how I take the label off for some reason, like all those little things I miss. Like, I know it's nothing to anyone out there right now, but I miss those days where I look for a water bottle and I have to rip the fucking tag off. Like, that's my, you know what I mean? Like, that's my uniform. Where's my stool? Is it black? If it's not a black stool, I'm not going on stage. Are you fucking kidding me? I can't.
But even that, those moments after the show, like after you, when you write, you get right off stage, right? I imagine that's a feeling in itself. Hey, can you imagine, like, you just,
it's crazy.
You just do your Zoom show and then you just shut your shit off. Like, okay, it's over. Yeah. Right. So now you go sit on the couch.
Yeah. I'm like, yeah.
There's an entire world of
Zoom stand-up show. And go ahead, Chase.
It's probably an entire world of people that are so used to the Zoom shows that they love that rhythm of it. Like, yeah, now I get to, you know what I mean? Like, there's a rhythm that you're used to that you fall in love with when, you know, going on stage and just the whole song and like everything that goes into it. Yeah, that, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
Have you done a Zoom meeting?
I haven't. Let me tell you
have
something.
Have you done the Zoom stand-up, I mean? Have you done it?
I have. And let me tell you something. If you're not getting a reaction in a room with virtual people, because when you can't hear anybody laugh, it's like the, you know, everybody knows what it's like to bomb on stage, but this is it's a different type of thing. It's like, I'm like, thank you very much. Hey, how long is this video going to live for? Is this going to be gone in like 24 hours? Or is this a forever thing?
Will this live forever? Will this file melt or go on fire? What is it? How do we make sure that this never gets seen again? Please, how do we destroy this? I just don't understand that. I don't understand how people are like, hey, Joe, you want to do a virtual comedy show? No. Fuck no. That's like asking me to do stand-up in my shower. I'll do 40 minutes in my shower. No one in there. Like, it's going to be that dead. There's no way. I can't do it, man.
At least the shower feels good. The shower at least feels good. And then you seem like
the
type of guy that has the shower head that you could pull off and then put it like underneath the sack. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What is that called?
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about? That thing?
It's called...
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. It's called a shower head.
What is that called?
That one.
That one. What's been the new norm for you right now?
The new norm? God, believe it or not, I get regular burgers with no cheese on it. I like good smells. I like candles. Yeah. I teamed up with a Bronx candle company. If somebody wants a sticker on my face, they go to Forever and Day Candles on Instagram. You get a Chase sticker. You get some smell good candles. It's all real good.
Yeah.
I love smelling good.
Yeah, man.
For me, smelling good. But then I noticed something. If I don't wake up and wash my face, my whole day is not the same. You gotta have some type of vibe. Yeah. For me, I'm wearing sneakers in my house right now because I don't feel right if I don't put on shoes, right? Are you the same way, I'm guessing?
Yeah.
Like, you can't go all day.
I'm Asian, so you're not allowed to wear shoes in the house. That's against family rule.
Yeah. Got it. And,
that's disgusting. That's gross. I tried to tell Dre that. Go ahead.
Did you just discover washing your face, Chase? Or is that new?
Is that new, Chase?
You know, I'm usually a take a shower guy and you hit it up in the shower. But I mean, the face wash is different from... You know, it's a different world when you just attack the face. You know what I'm saying? Versus the shower. And I like a minty face feeling. It's something about having some type of mint situation, a little drop of tea tree oil, you know what I mean, for the beard. Make it feel, I like to feel crispy. You know, you want to
100%.
Feel
100%.
Yeah. Got it.
Yeah. That's always a good thing. Always stay crispy and minty in the face.
Yeah. Sure.
Nothing better than your face smelling like... Hey, Chase, nothing better than your face smelling like mint and then your body smell like shit. Why don't you take some of that mint and go ahead and wash the rest of the body? Why just have the minty face when you can have the minty body, Chase?
The face looks good.
Body smells like shit.
Thank you. I get the body at night, face in the morning also. So there you go.
Yeah.
Any type of volcano, anything.
With, are you doing?
Anything with charcoal. If it says charcoal on it, I don't know what it does.
Charcoal.
I'm just buying it. I like, I'm like, I'm a way. Black toothbrush, motherfucker, yeah, black yeah. soap. I love a black
yes.
charcoal. Yeah. Anything. I hope it works. I really hope it works.
Hold on, hold on, you guys. Hold on, hold on. Stay, hold on. Don't leave, you guys. Jacob, yeah. it went blank. Hold on, you guys. We're still got. God damn it! This is what I fucking hate about this thing, man.
What happened?
Right when Chase was on a roll, I think I don't know. Maybe it was that. Did that go off? No. It's this. God damn it. Yeah, I know. Jesus, what was that all about?
I don't know. I think you moved it something.
Oh, man. All right. I'm sorry, Chase.
Okay.
Sorry, Dre. Chase, guess what I just noticed today?
What did you notice?
I swear to God, on the last pod, the light is angled in a way where it accents Dre's cheekbones. Right there. Look, Chase.
Wow. Yes.
Right. He's got very defined cheekbones. Keeping his old face young.
I do have a professional lighting crew that comes in 10 minutes before, sets me up.
He's a liar.
I like Dre. Dre looks like it's easy to, I could draw you very easily. I feel like you'd be an easy person yeah, to draw.
It's a nice attribute easy. To have, yeah. I think.
Yes.
Yeah, man. You're an easy draw, man. It's like four circles.
you're drawn the way every white comic book artist draws the black hero.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. He's like made out of ice or something. Yeah, it's just very, very, very edged. A lot of cuts, a lot of edge.
You're an ice man? Edges. I'm dry ice man.
I'm dry ice man. Watch what I can do with water. What's on the menu right now, Chase? Tell me the new menu item that you got going on.
Oh, my God. One. The new dude.
Something creative, man. Something creative. Something that quarantine has inspired you to do.
So here's what kind of messed me up. I've been eating like real food so much that when I went back to, if you go back to fast food after eating real food for like months, it doesn't taste the same. It's kind of weird. It's not the same. So I've been eating, you know, trying out different like other foods. Like these Cubans know how to make food. Like these other cultures and stuff. You got me on that kick, bro. By the way, I could not find a Filipino restaurant in the Bronx. That's the main reason I'm thinking about moving at some point. We need to get that going off here because there's a lot of Filipinos.
Yeah, man.
And dude, I oh my God, I miss it so much. I miss it so much. You have no idea. You have no idea.
The minute you decide to come to LA, I got you on the Filipino food for sure. But you got to tell me, what is your newest, what is the newest thing that you've invented? What is it?
Let me see. Oh, got it. Check it out.
I already saw Ritz crackers, mac and cheese. I already saw it.
You saw Ritz crackers. By the way, mac and cheese, crack some Ritz crackers on top of it. It's a game over. It's a wrap.
What?
It's done. It's all okay. Wrap. Here's the thing. I never was a guy that was really, really into barbecue sauce.
Yeah.
Have you heard of Sweet Baby Ray's barbecue sauce?
I have. Yes.
Put it on everything.
Yes.
Hot dog, whatever. I can just have a hot dog with just Sweet Baby Ray's on it, and it's a wrap.
Yes.
And it's a wrap.
You can just eat Sweet Baby Ray. Delicious. Delicious.
Bro, baptize anything in Sweet Baby Ray's. I'll just give, hey, give me a dry burger, nothing on it. I'll order a burger, dry, nothing on it, baptize it in Sweet Baby Ray's.
Let me say something. Can I say something, though? About Sweet Baby Ray? Yeah. Is the sauce really that good, or is it the packaging and the name of the sauce that makes it taste good?
Ooh, great question.
You know,
I swear to God, if you put that sauce in a Heinz bottle, you probably wouldn't want to fucking eat it. But for some reason, that fucking Sweet Baby Ray logo, that white sticker with the black letters, the name Sweet Baby Ray. Yeah. I don't know if he's black,
Bro,
God damn it.
It doesn't fucking matter, man. It's black, it's medieval, it's everything.
It's everything, bro.
It's old English.
Yeah, whatever, man.
If you put the name Ray with a sweet name like sweet or sugar or those are the only two that I know. Anything. But whatever.
Yes.
Yeah, it goes.
I don't know, man. If I find out that Sweet Baby Ray is a white man, I'm not buying that shit anymore.
But you know,
that's got to be a black man barbecue sauce. I'm sorry.
However, every time a white dude has a brother's name, the shit tastes good.
They can cook like a motherfucker.
They can cook like a motherfucker, and they can make sandwiches.
That's true. I don't know. Okay, I will say this: white guys know how to smoke. They know how to smoke.
Okay, for sure, okay, for okay. sure.
They know
for
how to sure. smoke okay. it.
Yeah,
they got. You know why? Because sure. they got time. Yeah. They got time. I've been smoking this for 47 hours. Sweet Baby Ray's like, motherfucker, I got 12 and some sauce. Just put the shit on it. 46 fucking hours of smoke shit. I'm hungry today, not 3 days from now. Sweet Baby Ray got time to smoke shit for 46 hours, man. No. Just put some motherfucking sauce on it, man. Hey, Sweet Baby Ray, how long them ribs been smoking? About 3 hours. They're almost done. The sauce will pick it up.
Right.
Bro.
You know Filipinos can barbecue, right?
Oh, for sure. For sure.
That's a hidden gem that a lot of people don't know about.
I didn't know that.
Filipinos can barbecue. That's why, Chase, you know, you've said it before, man. Filipinos are black people.
Yes, bro.
They are black people. Our food is black. Yep. Our soul is black.
I believe,
man, we can dig deep. You can dig deep and find black Filipinos. I swear to God, yeah. You can find it. You'll find some aboriginals sure. that can speak Tagalog fluently, man.
I've seen it.
I'm telling
you. How many islands are there? It's a continent. The Philippines is a tiny continent. It's not a country. I think it's a continent. They named it the Philippines. There's so many different cultures and stuff in there. That is
100%,
wild.
Man.
That is wild.
And they're all fusing, and it's just a fusion, man. I'm telling you, man. We got some aunties that are dark, bro. Dark.
Bro, I Googled.
Like, Gemma in July is black. She is a black woman in July. The only thing keeping Gemma pale is her umbrella that she walks around with. But if she loses that umbrella, she is darker than Drake, I swear. Gemma puts collard greens in her synagogue. She is black. Am I making that up? That's a true story. My Gemma is making soul food, Filipino food. She put ham hocks one time in Laga. She goes, I made ham hock nilaga. I'm like, what the fuck is that? And then she tried to blame it on Dre. It's for Dre. He's a vegetarian.
That's what's crazy. She's a vegetarian. Bro. She knows how to do everything. She knows how to do it so good.
It's crazy.
Hooks it up. Bro.
I'm not lying about the collard greens, though. Am I right, Dre?
True story.
She made a Filipino dish with collard greens, man. My sister is in it. My sister is dying black. She's going to be a black woman. My sister is gonna be the president of the NAACP. Watch. I'm not lying. She's done so much for black people. Watch. You think I'm bullshitting? Watch.
Oh, shit.
She is on a movement, man. Shit. She's on a movement.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
Oh. Am I right, yeah, Drake?
True story,
man. Tell me I'm right.
True story, bro. That's funny.
Oh God, I love that girl. I love her so much. But yeah, man, we will get you some Filipino food ASAP,
yes,
Chase.
Bro.
You need to move back to LA,
yeah, man.
Let's get this thing going.
We'll see.
Just come back to LA. Stop bullshitting, bro. Are you loving New York?
I really do love it, man. Really? I love my neighborhood. I love the Bronx, bro. It's a lot of fun.
God bless
it's
you,
a
man.
Lot of fun. But yeah, for sure. I'm planning on visiting everywhere a lot to where, you know, this is just gonna be where I get my mail. You know what I mean? I'm visiting. I'm coming. I'm going everywhere, man. This is gonna be fun. It's gonna be fun.
Yeah. Nice, man. What are you working on now?
Writing. I've been writing a lot. That's been good. I've been, you know, getting creative and stuff, filming some sketches, stuff like that. But just sort of exercising that brain while we've been in here. You know, I watched so many movies.
Yeah.
You know, I know a good movie when I see one. So I'm excited to start writing some, you know.
Yeah, I do. I know.
Stretching that creativity. You know what's crazy?
I was talking earlier about surrounding yourself with good people, because you are who you surround yourself with,
yep,
right?
Yep.
You're a product of your own environment. That's like everyone says it, but it's a true story.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you only go as far as the crew you're fucking with. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you don't want to do it solo. No one wants to do anything solo. You know what I mean? You need a team. You need a team, a solid team, but everyone with the same mindset, everyone with the same goal. And that's what you are, man. Like
Thank
Dre
you,
and Chase, Thank you know what I mean? Yeah. Like you guys, forward thinkers, you guys are always thinking of the next best thing. You've always been that guy. And that's why I'm saying, you need to get down to LA so we can keep doing shit.
Let's keep doing shit, bro, for sure. Now, you remind me of this Will Smith quote. I think Will Smith said it. He said, take five of your closest friends, and if you mash, I think he said something like this. I could be totally fucking it up. But he said, if you mash all those people together, is that somebody that you aspire to be? And I'm like, man, that is true, right? Like,
That's good.
Yeah.
You know?
I like that. It's kind of like take five of your best, your closest friends, and put them together like a Power Ranger robot.
Oh, that's even right? Better. Yeah.
Like
sure.
One friend's the arm, the other friend's the other arm, the leg and the body. Yeah. That's it, man.
Yeah.
That's who you try and embody that, man. Mm-hmm. That's the type of stuff you want around you, man. I finally got rid of all the negative energy that's in my life. And it's hard at times because some of those people in your life are extremely close. You know what I mean? Sometimes it's what God gave you. It's those type of people.
Yeah.
And sometimes you just have to understand that you can also love people in your heart. You know what I mean?
Ooh,
I can love,
yes.
You know what I mean? I can love you to death in my heart, but unfortunately, physically and emotionally together, it's just not going to work.
Yeah.
Yep.
But in my heart, I'll always love you. It's here. I got you. But unfortunately, this, it can't be together anymore. It's the wrong energy. It's the wrong path. Yeah. So, man.
The hardest thing to do is to do some spring cleaning with your energy, but it feels so good after you do it, where you're like, you know what?
It does.
I'm going to block you out of love for me so I can repair myself.
Yeah.
But email me. Stay back over there. Email me. If you need to get in contact with me, I'll get to you eventually. But directly for me.
People, you know what's crazy? You know what's crazy, Chase, is people get stuck in that mentality like it's your responsibility. It's like, yo, why don't you stop fucking with that person? Oh, no, but we've been friends since we were in the 8th grade. And shit expires, man.
Yeah.
I got milk. I got milk that's been in the refrigerator for 4 weeks. I ain't drinking that shit anymore.
Yeah. Let me miss
shit,
you. Let me
shit
miss
goes
you.
Bad.
Let me well, miss you until
yeah,
you, maybe when you turn into cheese. Bro. I can fuck with you and beat you again. But for now, man.
Yeah, man.
It's hard because you get
right now.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Right now the milk is spoiled, bro. And I'm trying to eat this cereal.
Yes.
So we gotta part ways, bro.
Yes.
Yeah, it's hard.
And that's healthy. Yeah. It's healthy for them and it's healthy for you.
Yes.
And you can only go higher with that. You can only climb higher and take whatever it is that you learned from that person, whatever value or whatever you got from that person, save it, treasure it.
Yeah, it's the emotional attachment. Yeah.
It's the emotional attachment that makes it hard, right? Like, so you're like,
yeah, man.
So you keep holding on and holding on, knowing that it's not good for you, but you just keep trying to convince yourself that it's going to be okay. You know what I mean? And by the way,
like
those type
like
of people someone, are not thinking anything.
Yeah, go ahead.
By the way, those type of people aren't thinking anything about it because they don't think there's anything wrong. You know what I mean?
Hell no. They never think anything's wrong. Give a fuck with the guy with the worst energy. And they don't understand why.
No, they have no idea.
They just sell it like it was, like, they just sell it like, yeah, but that was Saturday night, man.
Bro.
That was Saturday night, bro. Nah, motherfucker. It's every Saturday night, motherfucker. We're done.
They're so good at it. They're like Jackie Chan on Drunken Master. Like, he's drunk, but he can do all these badass moves. They're like, what are you talking about?
Yeah,
Saturday.
Yeah.
Like, they're like, wow. They're like a master at slipping
back in there. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
100%, man. That's why, man. That's why I love reaching out to you, Chase, man, especially during this pandemic, I always reach out to you.
Yes.
There's just something about your soul that's genuine. You're a real person. I love you so much. Dre loves you. Love you, bro. Always talk about you.
I love y'all
too. My son always asks, where's Chase at? My son will go, I miss Chase more than he says, I miss my dad. So I don't know who my dad is. But I just want you to know, man, we love you. You're a great spirit. We're all rising to the top together,
bro,
man.
We're coming, on the same path. For sure.
You look great and you look re-energized, man. So
thank you, man.
Whatever you're doing, keep washing your face, brother.
Keep washing your face.
Keep that mind clean,
keep
bro.
Washing your face.
Thank you.
Go get some mint and smear that shit on your face. I love you, Chase.
I love you too. I love all of you.
God bless you, man.
Bro. Cool. All
right. Stay positive. Love you guys.
Love you.
Bye.
Don't fake it, just bust a move. This joint is gonna get you in the mood.
One, two, three, four, one, two, three,
yeah.
One, two, three, four, one, two, three,
yeah.
One, two, three, four, one, two, three.
Tonight, tonight.
Star Bands Audio, a podcast, a podcast network.